In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. I came here in the United States in 1982 after high school, and then I became a free man from my parents. And at the beginning, it seems like I'm free, but wow, it's not easy because you have to cook yourself, and free doesn't mean it's good, you know. If sometimes under the provision of parents is really blessing. When we are under God's provisions, actually that's we have a full of security and safety and everything. Sometimes that we our own freedom, especially when we go to college, when you are in campus, you know, your life is way different from then on. Before, you every day you see your parents, and you know, but later on, life is you are in a campus, in a dormitory or your apartments with your own room roommate. Life, you know, then on is a great challenge. If you do not understand that you are Christians, you do not realize you are Christians. Of course, you know you are Christian, but you don't act as a Christian truly. Then you cannot become an ambassador. You know, we cannot be the Christian then. It happened. You know, great temptation out there. When I came to USA, and my roommates, I have four roommates at that time, because we try to save the money, so in one bedroom, and with four of them share the... I'm just late once I sleep in the living room with others. And then the first one, which is older than us, and they stay in the room. Well, they agreed that let's go to Las Vegas. So, struggle. I just curious about the Las Vegas. And then, should I go? Should I not to go? And if I don't talk to anybody, then it's okay. And then, we went to Las Vegas. Oh, it's a different city. I never have seen that kind of city before. And on the way, and once on the top of the hill, you can see it was so bright. You know, we arrived about 10, 11 around that time. And then, wow, it's a different city. And everybody's so excited. And some of them have already been there. And but for me, it's the first time. I and my friend, it's the first time. Wow, kind of city. We get there, and then we put all the, you know, luggage and on the rooms, and then everybody just go their own, you know, they're so busy. The roommate and I went down. We look around downstairs. It's just so curious, and everybody, you know, down and then pam 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 pam, you know, make sounds, and then some, you know, the special sounds or you know all kinds of things. And. And it's very different, different atmospheres. Since at that time, I never been to hotel anyway, so that's the first time. Circus is that? No, next to the circus. Anyway, but it's when I look around, it's so curious. And my the roommate told me, do not bring a lot of money, so they know in a situation. So. I'm so innocent. So how much is better? You know, I can bring there. So, but they know I'm a Christian, so don't bring a lot. But you know, so I just put the pocket about $60, and roughly about $60, and $20 I put in a folder, put in bag, in the, you know, put it in the hide on the part of the corner of my wallet, or $40 put in the wallet. So. And they just asked me to, I'm the designated driver. So I drove there. And I realized because they're gonna do the gambling whole night. So they're gonna be very tired next morning. So I can drive. That's one of the major purposes. But I didn't know it. And then I went there, doing the blackjacks. Back and forth, $1. This. You can tell, you know, the temptations. You can tell, you know, the many old people, they, you know, put a cigarette on, you know, they so focus on the, you know, the gambling. Oh, there's many of them. And all the some elderly lady, you know, they put the coin, you know, coin. I can't tell the sinful word means, but there, then there's a attractions there too, human desire. So we have to be careful ourselves. Do not be influenced by the word. You have to be disciplined yourself, and this is very important matters. After my wife and I got married, and then we have a banquet in her place in Texas, and then on the drive on the way back to LA with her car, and on the way it's Las Vegas, and so I didn't mean to have any gambling there. So I just wanna, because a hotel is, you know, there in Las Vegas is very cheap. That's how they attract, you know, the people to bring there to let them to gamble. So they don't care how much the hotel rooms, but their idea is attract the people to, you know, cheap, you know, low price of their room, so they can bring all the pocket out of their, you know, their money to invest in the Las Vegas. They let them to bright, and that's their focus. And at that time, on the way, my idea just let them spend overnight in the hotel. You know, it's a cheap. My wife said no. Then I said, well, my wife is true Christians, and I'm not. So even though it's expensive, but we're just next to the Fuba Dam, is, you know, it's not even, which is about 40, 50 minutes. But we stay overnight and then went to LA. We need this kind of a discipline. So, you know, she can tell, you know, sinful word. Don't go there. So, okay. So, my wife is boss. Let's do it that way. So, and if Christians, if we have a, you know, good discipline, it helps us. It benefits us a lot. When you wear, you know, all the clothes also, what kind of clothes you choose to wear, it's a part of you yourself to showing that you are ambassador of the Jesus Christ. You don't have to follow all the trend of the world. All the trends, you know. When I look, I don't know, because after I got married, you know, I really don't care about the clothes. I'm sure because you have seen in the last week this, you know, shirts, and I just wash it, hang on the back and, you know, back and forth and back and forth. I wear this one, it's 7 years, six, seven years ago, still I'm here with me, and pants is the same thing until it worn out. But it's easier, it's, you know, And I look at the glasses like this, you know. I look at all the people, different glasses, they, you know, based on the trend, you know, the fashionable. But this glass is comfortable. Since you don't care about it, you know, then actually life itself is very comfortable. Of course, it being one side of the lazy, because you do not care about, you know, yourself. But once once I got married, then doesn't have to other people to. Of course, the face itself is not a trick already, but when a people doesn't have to, you know, look at me, so I'm very comfortable itself. So when we're the Christians, we do not too much focus on our physical life. Still, we can go on our life with a comfortably, you know, satisfied ways. We can say this ambassador. Another ones. Have you been to, in old time, we can say discotheque? It's old time. But I didn't know what the name now, but at that time, you know, I'm young and so curious, and friends at school, then I would go. When I was 6 months, I was in Minnesota at that time, and my father's friends there, and then I moved there for 6 months. I was just curious about the USA, so I just want to know everywhere. And then I drove alone at that time there, and then, oh, I get there, it's a really countryside. Oh, I never expect this kind of, I thought America, USA is everywhere is different. But this is a truly countryside. Only 20,000 people, really isolated from the world, and the main town is so small. And then I took one semester there. This is not my place, let's better go back. But at that time, I get to know one of classmate is from Vietnam. So two friends in Vietnam. So they moved from that the city Hibbing from down to Minneapolis. So I helping them to do down to Minneapolis, and they want to treat me to outside for, you know, the dinner and things because I helping them for their move. So okay, let's go. Whatever they choose, let's go. So and they brought me the the dinner and then go out, and oh, it's a wooden, you know, very second floor, second story building. It's very nice, but I can from outside I can tell. And the Mississippi River is flowing. Its location is wonderful. And then we went in there. You want some drink? So I say, yeah. You have some Coke? I say, no. Is it something else? I say, or 7-Up? Or what? Anything? No, something. I say, no, that's okay. And it's Coke or either Coke or 7-Up. So they say, oh, okay. But it's a day trader, so it's a. So I asked them for the Coke and 7-Up. It's something very strange for them. But and anyway, so I got the Coke and then I drink. And I'm inside. Wow, the music is really bothers. Don't go there. It bothers your ears. You know, it's it might hurt your ear, really. How loud, you know, loud the music. Once, you know, boom, and then it just kind of might. It seems like my heart is—it's not my heart, but it's the music itself. Oh, that's embarrassing. It's not my place. And after 20, 30 minutes, I tell them, "Let's go, let's go, let's go bowling. Bowling is where let's go." So and then they say, "No, it's good, it's good. Have some more time, have a fun." Say, "Oh, really? It's a good headache. Let's go out." So we went out and then they treat me the bowling. Bowling is much better. It's, you know, strike the ball, you know, strike the pin, it's better. You know, the Christians, if you get used to with the Christ, if you work with, you know, you make your life with the Christian life, somehow these things really bother. You know, they don't say anything, but when you go there, you can tell that place is not belong to you. But remember, such as like me, like I go there once and twice. Remember, even though I feel at the beginning, maybe twice and third time, maybe I say, wow, this is a good place. I can tell. So we have to be careful. Ambassador should be ambassador. There's attraction, there's temptations. I can tell. There's many, in Minneapolis at that time, I can tell, I say, all the Caucasian girls. They put the wear is very, those people there is their wear is differently. So we have to be very careful. Ambassador means ambassador. that's why I cannot be holy. You know, I'm just, I try to help you to be holy your way all the time. Also, when we come to the Lord in a Saturday, there's many attraction out there. You know, when your friends, Friday afternoon, well, I'll finish the school. You know, let's go for a few, you know, make a trip, like a two-day trip. Always a problem is a Saturday. You know, when your friends go the trip, that means, how about the Saturday? Always a problem is, you know, just middle there to bother. During my college and when I came to here with my roommates and my friends, I always turn out to be left out myself. But I enjoy it. I enjoyed it. Well, because when I was in Korea, my parents trained me. Always trained me. From the young age, Friday morning, then remember, tonight is a Sabbath. Remember, tonight is a Sabbath. So that words continue on in my life for until the end of high school. So Friday morning, then my mom, my father says, remember, tonight is a Sabbath. And then sometimes it bothers me. I know today is Friday. I know that. But keep on nagging that, you know, the repeating words to me. Oh, even I come to the United States, I cannot break this rule, really, my country. I say even say I must have free myself. But some, you know, the attraction, let's go to Grand Canyon today. We can make a trip. And wow, Grand Canyon today. You just can come with me. You can just drive for a while. We help you, you know, we can. Room and board is all free. Let's go. There's attractions. But I cannot break the rule. indeed I cannot break the rule. So far, that's why I cannot break the Sabbath that way. So ambassador means, which is, even when I get a job, and I work several different places, but I always ask. They ask me to work on Saturday because, those work is labor job. The junior markets or gas stations or the menswear clothes. Now, all the store when I work for them, they want me to work in the weekend, full time, especially at that, and actually more than full times. But I ask owners. At that time, I didn't have a green card, so I had to begging them. So, would you do me a favor? Saturday, I have to go to church. Sometimes I had negotiated. So, like a whole Sunday, I work because of Saturday. About 3 o'clock, I could go help your store. But please give me time until 3 o'clock. So always I try do my best, keep the Sabbath that way to attend the service. We ambassador means we have a different cultures. We have a different backgrounds. So we are not the same like other peoples. So we need our own discipline and our own principle in our Christian life. Some portion of our life, we should not compromise with others. If we start to compromise one by one, friends gather together, other people drink, wines or, hard liquor, for example. Since I'm joined there, this is just friends matter, so just little help, just as a get to close, maybe just trying to pretend I drink a little bit, so, that way can do not break the, mood there. So let's give me a little bit. Even you don't drink it, but it's like this where you can a little on the table. Remember, when they look at you, they cannot see any image of as a Christian's you. Maybe at that time it's not breaking their mood, but from the beginning you're showing yourself, I'm a Christian. I cannot take it. I'm very sorry. I really don't want to break the your mood of this gathering here, but I'm a Christian. You have to show your clarity yourself. What is your limitations? Otherwise, there is a temptation, and you are not an ambassador anymore from then on. Actually, they are influencing you, but you're supposed to influence them. That's ambassadors. So let us, Christian way, we live just as like a Christian. It is very important matter as a young generation. Who mentioned about it when they have a meal, then something like a Thai, pray? Who told? Huh? Oh, Pastor Huang told. Oh, okay. We should not have, we don't have to that way a kind of faith. Can you have experienced that kind of? I had experience too. Then I work, all the time. But now, what the people are saying, whatever, don't care. Just actually ignoring them, it's easier ways. Do not too much sensitive about the other people around you. You are Christian because you already different cultures. Your background is different. You belong to different place. So you just do your ways until they know you. That's we need this kind of God. We do not belong to here anyways. Why we follow here? Simply I can say that. So don't follow the worldly way. Let's follow the God's way because we are ambassadors. Just forget that I visit the bar. That's old time, okay? So 2 Corinthians, let's look at the 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Second Corinthians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. And working together with him, we also urge you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, at that acceptable time I listened to you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. This is a proclamation. So this is kind of voice out, saying that now is the day of salvation. Now is the acceptable time. The grace of God is really wonderful, that we know that. But we have to understand how precious this grace is. Otherwise, if we don't understand the grace, the importance of the grace of God, then we misuse this grace. Giving up the grace, put it in the garbage cans, it just turned out to be like this. Grace means love. Yeah, grace means love. So verse 1 here mentioned that we also urge you do not receive the grace of God in vain. He mentioned that once you receive it, let it cherish in our life. You and I, we receive all the grace. We receive the grace from God and grace. We receive the grace from our parents. All the animals, when the animal come out of the world, within some minutes, they can walk and they can follow, you know, their own parents. But man is different. Man, have you ever seen that? Because when I was young, my mom raised a goat, about 10 goats. Because, you know, we can pour goat's milk, produce goat's milk to selling to support ourselves as a mother doing that. And then the one is conceived and then delivered, and with the box, what do you call it? It's not box. And it'll come out. And then this one, the baby one, little move and stretch a little bit, and trying to stand up, little for a while, a few times to try. And then start to walk very fast. You know, within this short period of time, they can walk, follow the mother right away. But man is different. When you look at the baby, they cannot do anything. They need a long time to care to let them to walk. That's why the attachment with the parents, we are very close to each other. Because that relationship, why we can close with our parents? Because we receive the grace. We receive the grace. Why God and us, we have a so close relationship? Because he gave us wonderful grace for such a long time with a full of patience to let us to be stand alone to walk for his way. So such during this time, his grace we receive and let us to be a true Christian in front of him. So let us remember his grace. We received the true grace. We know the prodigal son also, he received all the blessing and all the grace from his father. You know, father's idea is take care of this son, to let him to grow up, to be independent in the future, to let him manage his all the properties, so that he can be like him. That's what his father's wish at the beginning. But this second son is different idea. I don't like to be bothered by my father. He never think that receiving blessing, receiving all the love, as a considered as a grace. He understood as this as a bothering him. So that was the problem. So that he asked his own portion and get away from fathers. I'm sure because all the brothers and sisters here, over 18 years old, I'm sure now he's over the teenage, which is... rebellious age. I'm sure so you're not. But you can experience somehow at that time the hormone difference. I do not know. But it's somehow, I myself, the rebellious, the parents and things complain. But let us remember our parents' grace is truly the wonderful one. Also, the God's grace is truly the wonderful one. Think about, how we come out of this world from the beginning. You know how much the great competitions. And many of our candidates die because of you and because of me. So we come out of the world, this is the grace of God. it indeed is the grace of God. God chose us and let us to come out of this world. And God provide us a family, and God provide us parents. Let us grow up this way. God chose us to be His own children. So now we are here. It is a true grace of God. We have to always cherish, always to appreciate it. You know, when the this is a story too, right? There's a trap, you know, and then the hunter made the trap. And then this is an Aesop's story. The lions on the way and they fall in the trap. So because it's a dig out of the hole, so lion cannot come out. And then, you know, stay there for a while, and waiting somebody can help him. But then a rabbit at that time are passing by there, and then the lion asked, begging to the rabbit, please help me, please help me, with a real, you know, the true, you know, the merciful voice, you know, help me. So the rabbit put the wood and put there so that lion come out of the trap. But the lion stay in the hole for a long time. So the stomach is empty, so hungry. And then a lion talked to a rabbit, said, thank you so much, you saved me. But at the same time, I'm so hungry, so I have to eat you up. So the rabbit said, come on, I save you. Say, but I'm so hungry. Since my praise is you right here, so I want to eat you up. And then folks saw it, when folks passing by. How about, it's not fair, you know, the rabbit said. We can ask the folks. So invite the folks. And folks heard a story about it. Oh, what? And he just, folks pretended, doesn't understand what, you know, the whole story. Then the best way to understand the story, we have to go back to original situations. Then step by step, let us understand this way. So the fox, they listen, and then a lion put all the situation turn back to, you know, backwards, which is, you know what happened? Because I put, you know, on the way here, I fall down here, and then he jumped into the hole, and then there is a rabbit help me, so that's I come out, but I'm so hungry, and then that's why I want to eat you up, and then fox says, no, you don't know the true grace. So you just stay there, okay? Then ask the rabbi, say, go. So they both of them gone. The story itself is very simple. But sometimes we turn out to be like that. If we do not understand the grace of God, that we abuse the grace of God, it turn out to be, then actually it's a disgrace to God. Because when we do not understand the grace of God, how much you understand the grace of God, then how much you appreciate it, you know, that amount. That much you feel you have a joy. If you understand this much, your joy is this much. But if you understand this much, your joy is this much. And you appreciate that much also. That much you can thank to God. That much you can satisfy yourself. So all it depends on how much you understand. It is. So that Jesus talking about 10,000 talents. The one the master, the one who owed to $10,000, the servant came, begging to the master, please, you know, I owe you $10,000, but now I cannot pay you. But he even promised to, you know, his master, said, I'll pay you back later, which is a lie, which is impossible to pay back. But then the master says, okay, I'll save you. You don't have to pay me back. Because, you know, master understood the situation of the servant. But one servant can't get out and can see there's a man who owe him 200 denarii, which is nothing compared with the $10,000. And the master's servant heard this story. This man is a useless man, truly. So bring it back. How dare you cannot forgive the one who you owe to you the small money? even I you know, I forgive you even 10,000 talents. It tells you to understand the whole story here. It's, if we understand the grace of God, then we can use this grace, the receiving the grace, to forgive other people that much. So when in our life, when we encounter problem with other people, and when we cannot forgive other people, means we do not understand the grace of God, which is simply it is. If we understand the grace of God, then we can forgive other people actually very easily. That's how we can show the importance of the grace of God too. That's why Jesus mentioned that forgive others, not only 7 times, but how many times? 7 times, 70 times 7. Always forgive others. When you forgive others, your heart getting bigger and bigger. Yeah, so that's the blessing. You know the Solomon? At the beginning, he received a lot of blessing from God, but he didn't cherish the blessing, so he wasted everything. So end up, he didn't get anything. You know, Jesus, you know, one of the very good example, right? He just doesn't care about his sonships, first sonships. He just sold to his brother with the one, what is it, poor stew, yeah. How cheap it is. That's why, you know, God despised him later on. So. When we receive the grace of God, then we have to, in order not receive the grace of God in vain, we have to focus, which is we have to set the goal to pay back, which is we can do something for God. And this is also our duty, we can say. Our parents always looking for us to let us to be joy, but still we have to grow up ourselves. At least we can pay back to God something. This is how we can show our appreciation. When I growing up ourselves, I myself ignore my parents, they really feel sorry. Of course, you know, I do not offense anything to them, but for them it's a really sorrowful thing. So if we receive the grace of God, if we inherit the kingdom of God, how wonderful it is, this, you know, the what we have, then at least we can pay back to God something. This is how we can make not in vain for the what we receive, the grace from the Lord. You know, David, he received a lot of grace from God. That he saved all the things for purpose, for build the temple of God. That's what he did. Solomon enjoyed his life. Why? Because of David, actually. You know, if you look at the Bible, how much did David gather all the precious materials and all the, you know, material to build the temple of God? Do you think it's Solomon gather all that? Most of them, actually, the David gather all that. But Solomon himself, the build the temple of God. Of course, God continued to bless the Solomon. But who's the one initiated? Who's the one who to make the foundation? David did it. That's why David blessed a lot. You studied the 2 Samuel. God set the Davidic covenant because of his will, because of his heart to pay back to God, kind of heart that, you know, appreciate to God's grace that what he received. That's why God loves him so much. God cares about his life so much. So we also, that what we receive the grace, we are also willing to pay back, showing our appreciation to God. And also the chapter 6, verse 2 mentioned the time matters here. It's now 2 times mentioned. Now is very important words. Now is the present time, is the grace of God. You and I, we now have this time, the given time, which is this is a grace. This is the grace of God. There is a timeline in the word. This time passing every day by day. we cannot control. When the today pass and today is gone. Is it true? We are not the controller. You know, it's 2:30 means now stop 2:30. Time never stop. Is it true? Yeah, we cannot control the time. But what we can control is given time that we can control. You know, God gave you 20 years means these 20 years and your time. Is it true? See, that is you in your management. So that time is grace of God. That's why the Bible urge us do not waste our time. Now, that's the key. Because if we waste our time means we do not cherish His grace, given grace of God. That's why. We need a recreation, but do not waste our time. Now, that's the key words here. So now is the blessing of God. Now is the grace of God. So we can cherish this time within our given grace. Just like this, you can repent. You can repent today, but I say, I will repent tomorrow. How you can guarantee that tomorrow is yours and mine? We do not know. So tomorrow is not a time. If God says repent today, now means because grace is onto you right now. On your grace now, repent now. That's what it means. So that's the concept of grace. When we receive the time, we use the time properly and good purpose to glorify God. And this is the purpose of the receive the grace from the Lord. Yeah. Chapter 6, verse 3 to 10. Can anybody read it for us? 3 to 10. And here the Paul mentioned that his work in his ministry, he is truly the rich man he's talking about. Now other people think that he is a poor, but actually he is a rich man. So he has everything. And even though such difficulties, you know, he line up verse 4 and verse 5, all the difficulties he encountered, afflictions or hardship and distress, verse 5, a beating and imprisonments and tumultus and in labors, in sleeplessness, in hunger, and all the difficulties he has. But other people think that you're so miserable. Maybe other people are saying that you are nothing. That's you're merely nothing. That's why you go through this difficulty. But his point of view, he has everything. He has everything. That's what later on the verses, verse from 8, by glory and dishonor, by evil reported and good report, regarded as a deceiver and yet truth. Verse 9, unknown yet well known, and dying yet behold. Here the contradictions. Showing away the contradiction. What other people think, and when other people look at me in this way, but I myself is truly the other way. You know, the back and forth, and they keep explained this way. Why? Because chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, in purity, knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in genuine love, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the weapons of righteousness, for the right hand and the left. So he is showing that When other people look at me like this, maybe in the difficulties they can storm me, they can beating me, but I actually have everything. So one of the most precious one, the one most considered most expensive ones, because I have. So he has everything, which is he expressed in this way. So Christian's life is this. Christian life, we're not showing up ourselves as something that we have materially, but because spiritually. You know, our spiritual eyesight is very important. When is it like Elisha. When Elisha, and when he, Elisha. When he's surrounded by, in the Samaria, surrounded by the Aram armies. So, you know, because they're trying to catch him, because he's the one, the problem maker, because he knows all the time what they gather together trying to attack the Samaria, but he's the one knows telling the king of Israel. So the man, they say they might have a spy, but later on discover no, it's not because of matter of spying, because of the man of God. That's why they send the troop there to seize him, to trying to catch him. But man of God, so comfortable. Do not worry anything, because he has a spiritual eyesight. Yeah. He has everything actually. But other, you know, the Aram army think that we are the old army, all the power force we have. So they think they can capture, you know, the man of God right away. But it didn't work. You know, Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, think that, wow, we are in the dangers. What we can do? And then he prayed to God. Please let his eyes open. So his eyes opened. Wow, he saw the army of God. You know, protect them. This army is more than the enemy's army. So they say, nothing. Which means, at appearance, the enemy has everything, but actually, man of God has everything. That's why you and I, we are the Christians. We have everything. Spiritual sense. It is important things. Chapter 6, from verse 11. So always pretend to yourself you're very rich, okay? You're rich, really. So chapter 6, from verse 11. 11 to 18. Can anybody read it first? Okay, thank you. When our heart become a narrow-minded, we easily misunderstand other people. You know, once we misunderstand other people, the relationship is getting worse and worse. So let us learn that if when we look at our heart, it's turned out a very narrow-minded, very selfish way from our own point of view, then it's time we can change it. So that's how we can get away from the Satan's temptations. Many times, because our narrow minds can become a hole for the Satan coming in, so destroy our faith also. So open ourselves. Communications is actually very important matters. When Apostle Paul sent the letter, the First Corinthian, to the member in Corinth, after they receive the letter, they just can repent. They just can fix themselves and come back to the Lord, and that's it. But some of them still narrow-minded. They do not want to accept the Apostle Paul. So it created more of their own problems. It become a hole for the Satans. So it turned out to be, eventually this way, they walk away from God. So narrow-minded is one of the source to be very, possibly turn into the very, which is a serious situation in spiritual sense. So open-minded is what Jesus is teaching us, showing us, let us learn. When we talk to other people, we have to respect each other. That's the first key. If you do not respect me, if I do not respect you, I'm sure you don't like, talk to me. But when you talk, I respect you, then you definitely, you can talk to me. Then you open, and I open. Respect and trust. It's very, what is it, common sense. What I'm saying is common sense. When you go out in on the street, while you're waiting for the bus, I'm sure because you do not talk, you do not open to any people out there, those who are waiting for the bus, because you cannot trust them. You cannot make a true conversation with them. You can just chatting with you, which is very shallow things. But we in the church, brothers and sisters, we can respect, we can trust. That's a basic of our, communications. And also accepting, it's acceptance. It's also another one. When I talk to my wife, I can talk everything. Why? Because I know my wife can accept me. But that's another one. So trust and respect plus accept me. She knows my weakness. She knows who I am. So when I talk to her, she accepts me. So that's how we can become a good, true friend. And also, that way we can open ourselves. Verse 14 here, 14 and 15 and 16. This is considered we use as the warning too. At the same time, as a discipline also. We Christians, do not be, verse 14, do not be bound together with the unbelievers. For what a partnership have righteousness and lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with the darkness? Or what harmony has Christ with the Belial? Or what has a believer in common with unbelievers? Or what agreements has the temple of God with the idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. We cannot compromise with the word. We cannot compromise with the sins. This is our Christian life. If we start to compromise, actually we're losing from then on the beginning of the point. So clear about this matters. Clear about it. And then our path will be very safe and very secure for our journey to the kingdom of God. Especially we are in the youth. There's a lot of temptation out there. And a physical temptation is a great force. But let us remember, we are not animals. We create by His image. We have our own dignity. And also, more than that, we are the chosen race. We are the children of God. We are the ambassadors. Do not forget about that. We have a citizenship is in the kingdom of God, not in here. Of course, we belong to here, but spiritually we belong to there. So we have to clear about the limitation, our own limitations. This matter we have to be clear about it. Then this is to make our life to be truly secure. And I just finished the chapter 6 here. Because the later part I just go through too fast. So I do not thoroughly, explain all the portion by portion, but something I pick up and I just explain to you. So you can go back, you can understand the whole content, all the verse you just meditate upon. Maybe this invite is not enough, then maybe you can go back just when you have a time to to go on to study. But what I, the first hour I mentioned about during this NY test, you can do chapter 1 to chapter 13 and pick up the keyword. Keyword always help you. Because once you find out the keyword in the chapter, through the keywords, you can solve, you can unlock all the passage actually. That is the keyword. And the key verse helps you to enlighten to way, you know, direction of your understanding. And then with this, you can you know, develop it. And then it turned out to be Bible study anyway. So you can do this much, and then you can write in just one little things, you know, why you choose the word, that why you choose the verse. You can write a few things that helps you to you know, develop yourself to understand the better the whole books. I really have a good time with you, and I really enjoy the time with you with all the prayer sessions. Every time when I attend the NYTS, I myself enjoy, because the most the enjoyable time is a prayer with you. But this time also, I enjoyed a lot. I really thank God and thank you for your great attentions. And God bless each one of you, accordingly. And also God hold your faith. And also we also do our part to faithfully follow God. Be faithful to God. Be the diligent to God. So that we can glorify God through our life. Let's pray in silence.